to rumble.
We turning up.
This is a
Mix Show Madness
exclusive. Follow the hottest DJ on the planet on Instagram and Twitter.
At The Real Rampage.
This DJ's got the game on lock.
City to city, coast to coast.
Yes, y'all in to the like beating. You could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am slaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party people that absorb the info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am an info. Brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music. We'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body. And like you a cardigan. You won't be fighting the ill and you're just be partying down. With the funky sound with yours truly. And the original B-I-Z, okay, I was the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show. As long as you know that.
Nobody beats the beat.
Nobody beats the beat.
Nobody beats the beat.
Nobody beats the beat.
Nobody.
Back on the Lance Day Radio Network.
Nobody.
Yo, I'm gonna be straight up with it. How many people gonna bite off of our show, Rampage? We're the only people I've never.
You know they can't do
I
that,
have
Lance.
Never ever seen a show. And shout out to everybody that's out there doing their thing in the sports talk world, in the hip hop world. I have never seen a show where you have someone mixing and cutting. Like me and you've been talking about this for like 8 months now.
Right.
I've never seen. I don't know of any show that does that. That has that raw sports talk. That
I do. People, I do. I do. We. Me and you.
That has people. Where can you hear an interview with Shannon Briggs?
Right.
Guys like that, guys right. like Pete Rock, guys like Bushwick Bill, rest in peace.
All right,
guys like Cassidy.
Hey,
you know, guys like that.
That's what we do.
And get somebody on the ones and the twos. I just don't know of anybody other than Lance Day Radio Network and Mix Show Madness that's going to bring that to you.
Those exclusives.
I think people are going to bite. We have to call people out when they start biting.
You know,
because you know, we was on NBC. They had Young MC on the joint.
Yeah, I remember that. Remember I
they
told
was
you?
Listening, they I was like, listening to what we was doing the show before as they had, all of a sudden, they want to start putting hip-hop people on,
I'm like,
on
wait
the show.
A minute.
They had talked to, the dude even couldn't even call Young MC. He was like, Young MC. Like, he had never really talked to, yo, to one of the bros before.
He was out of his lead.
He was definitely out of his league.
Of his lead.
Definitely out of his league. I want to shift the topic. We've been talking about Kobe Bryant, but I want to keep the show moving. I don't want to just wallow in depression. I'm still kind of numb with what happened. But I want to talk about another story I think is interesting and kind of get back to the type of topics that we talked to in the Lance Day Radio Network.
Right.
Here in Phoenix, with the Phoenix Suns not really being a marquee franchise and a lot of hatred for the owner and people hoping that the owner sells the team. I saw that Larry Fitzgerald bought a stake in the Suns, which I think is dope. Black excellence, you know, opportunity for Larry Fitzgerald, who's beloved
right.
here in Phoenix,
right.
is an icon
right.
here in Phoenix.
Notice that he did it early.
To get to do it early while he's still playing in the NFL, but to get a little stake, get a little taste. I would love to see Larry Fitzgerald head up an ownership group 10 years from now. You know, we talk on the show all the time about, you know, people really getting
their
M's up.
He has relationships.
People leveraging their relationships. We talk about how it's important to get a seat at the table early so that you can make those moves and maneuver. So
I agree.
Very exciting to see what Larry Fitzgerald is doing. Here in Phoenix, because we were talking about the GOATs, one of the best female players, Diana Taurasi, plays here in Phoenix and played her career here in Phoenix. The WNBA, which Kobe Bryant was a major supporter of, the WNBA, Rampage, is changing their revenue sharing deal. historically, people that play in the WNBA, a lot of people don't notice, a lot of WNBA players are only making like 40, 50K a year. They're not making the big time money that the NBA players are making. And there's been a lot of discussion and talk about how they should get paid more and it's sexism. They don't get the same revenue sharing deal. So the NBA, for every dollar that comes through the door in the NBA, the players get half. And the WNBA, the players are only getting 20% revenue sharing. So it's an 80-20 split in revenues between the women as opposed to the men.
They need some more money.
Well, but that's so here's the dichotomy of the situation.
Yeah.
Because in the WNBA does not make money. The WNBA loses money.
It should.
So a lot of the teams are operating at upwards to a $10 million loss annually. Now, the reason that I bring it up,
if they don't want it, I buy it.
The reason, well, I mean, that's if it's up for sale. The reason that I'm bringing it up is that me and you, I can tell me and you about to disagree. I fully believe that women and men should get the same revenue split.
I agree.
So men should make more than women.
No, I think
men should make more than women.
I give you an example. It's on the same lead. Why they can't get the paper?
I give you an example.
Shoot.
In soccer, the women's team in USA Soccer is much better than the men's team. They're best team in the world. The men's team didn't even make the World Cup. The men's team sucks. The men still make a lot more than the women, which is unfair because the women are the ones making the money and putting people in the seats.
Right.
So that's sexism. And, you know, you had Megan Rapinoe, you know, big issue during last summer's World Cup, people talking about it. But why should you get money if you don't generate revenue? I don't think that that's reasonable. The WNBA, so the WNBA announced some sweeping changes to where they're going to up salaries to about 150K a year, which is pretty good for the ladies, on par what they would make playing in Europe. I don't think that they deserve it because
so if they
it
play
has nothing
for 5 years
their,
they make 500,000.
Correct.
That's, sucks.
But
still
but
sucks.
Why should they make money? The WNBA doesn't bring in revenue.
They should.
Why should anyone pay you if you don't generate profit?
You know what I would
do? If they made more money than the men, I say that they should make more money. I mean, if they brought in more revenue, they should make more money than
the
men.
You know what I say?
Serena Williams should make more money than any male tennis player in the United States. Because she's an icon. She's one of the best athletes in the history of this country.
Right.
And she brings eyeballs to the TV set.
Correct.
She puts people in the seats. But if you don't put people in the seats and you don't generate no profit, why should you make money just because you're a woman and it makes people think that they're sexist? Why should you make more money when your business is failing? What have you done to earn that?
I think for the women, I think they need to stop. They need to start hiring good publicists and they need to start getting bigger endorsements.
On a personal tip?
Yeah. That's what needs to change.
Like, okay. So you don't think that the WNBA markets the women and then the women don't have
think
a good
they
marketing
market
team around
them? Yeah, that's why.
I mean, that might be true.
No, that is true. No, might be. That's true. And the reason why I say that's true is you just said how much they make. You're saying nobody's going to around the corner to watch them play.
I mean, Phoenix is an outlier because they play at the same arena that the Suns play at, and I've been to Mercury games, and Tarazi's great. You know, they pull 11,000-12,000 at Mercury games. There's some WNBA teams they're playing pulling like 4,500.
Right.
Like there are more people going to Bronny James's games in high school.
I think high school.
And Zaire Wade's games in high school.
I think
than
if
the
I play
WNBA
for the high
games.
School and the high school is getting money and the college is getting money, they should cut me in.
Well,
what,
I mean, you know,
that's
not going to happen.
It should happen.
You would be a professional athlete.
No, it should happen, though.
They're not going to make that happen.
They're making money off my talents. It should happen.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
T- technically
sounding like Twist over there.
I just don't think that I'm not feeling. I don't think that anyone's entitled. I mean, I'm a capitalist. I don't think that anyone's entitled to make profit if they don't generate profit.
Well, how can I generate if y'all not promoting?
I've seen Brittany Griner and a lot of people, you know, saying that it's a sexist thing and all of that.
Again,
I don't think it's sexist.
I didn't say it was sexist. All I said was,
I think people hide behind that sometimes.
How can I make money if you don't promote the league?
But who's responsible for that? Is it the players?
The publicists?
Is it the owners?
People, the marketing people?
Because
the owners?
The WNBA teams are owned as a subdivision of the NBA team that's in that same city.
You said NBA.
So it's not.
So we're going to get it. It's a marketing situation.
I just know that if you have a product that's dope, I mean, I've seen Ice Cube flip a league with over-the-hill 45-year-old out-of-shape guys.
Again, it's called
into
marketing.
One of the best TV shows.
It's called marketing.
Right. But
product
placement. Is that the player's fault? I mean,
That's the league's. If I work for you, Lance, and there's a female, me and her doing the same thing.
Right.
And she's been there a little longer than me, and she's making a lot more money than me. And I did some things to raise the company up. I think I should be getting that type of bread. But y'all have to promote me. So that means that the company has to promote me because I signed the contract with y'all. Then I helped and I saved y'all some money and I made y'all some money.
I want to see people in the WNBA have success. I want to see everyone get the money that they can get while they can get it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, your career is short, so you're not it's not infinite. But I'm not a proponent of giving people money that for a business is failing. It doesn't matter as the
WNBA.
Well,
if the business is failing, they need to cancel the women league.
Well, and so somebody that I know and trust, that's kind of an insider, told me that this is putting the WNBA on the clock to be terminated. Because now they're saying, we're going to give you more money, but when this thing goes left, that we have an excuse now to pull the plug.
That's personal.
So it looks like we got security going around. It looks like we got some people fighting out here or something's going crazy, man. It's just
welcome to the Lance J Show.
Are we good, security? Are we cool? We got a fight out here. What's going on, man? People being drunk and stupid at a Dave and Buster's? Drunk at a Dave and Buster's? That could never happen.
That could always happen. What you mean?
That could never ever happen. It's a little wild out here. They don't want to get too close to the booth, Rampage, though. You have to go flatbush on them. They don't want that. They don't want to see that.
Don't put me on the camera. I'm eating. Seriously.
We can edit all of that out.
Between
man.
Me and you?
We're gonna edit it out.
Between me and you? The women's lead, I think it's a dope lead.
I think it's good too. I would like to see them lower the rims, though. I do want to see them lower the rims to 9.5 feet. I think if the rims were 9.5 feet, that would completely change that game, because then you would have ladies dunking. You come baseline and yamming on someone. That's why we watch the NBA. If I wanted to see people play below the rim, I would go to a local intramurals game at ASU.
Right.
And watch people play below the rim. I go to the YMCA. I think if you had, you know, I'm trying to think of a good WNBA player. If you had Candace Parker or someone coming baseline and just dunking on someone and hanging on the rim, that would make the game much more exciting,
correct,
in my opinion.
Correct.
You know, women's sports and men's sports, it's controversial. Women and men are not built the same. I mean, it's to have the same dimensions, it's not pragmatic. It doesn't make sense, in my opinion.
Well, you shouldn't have started. Not, they shouldn't have started a league.
You're not the same. Well, I think you just do it under a different setup. You don't do it with the same dimensions that the men's play. But that's my opinion. We're gonna shift the topic before we go to the next break. Actually, we're gonna cut to a break now because it looks like there's some people beefing here at Dave and Buster's, and if it starts going crazy and you know, I want to make sure that me and Ramp don't have to pull out the blammer and clap nobody up in here. It's getting a little too thick out here. And you know, me and Ramp the only black people up in this area, so whatever goes down, they're gonna say that we started this. So we're gonna cut to a break and see how all of this plays out. We'll be back after these messages, Lance J Radio Network.
Yep.
listening to the Lanch J Radio Network. James Lewis.
Quote, fame in flat earth world is not without its pitfalls. However, as Sergeant Standing, Sergeant is the last name of one of the individuals that's organized this convention. As Sergeant Standing in the UK movement demonstrates, he was booked to speak at several conferences before he gave interviews to the BBC and Good Morning Britain, in which he espoused his belief that Earth exists under a dome like a snow globe. I can never get through this segment. These interviews reflected, quote, badly on the community.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm going to keep it 100. I really don't care if the world is flat.
I just,
you know, you wake up every day. You breathe every day.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's unlimited video gameplay and unlimited wings for just $19.99 every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday is now extended through December 17th. All-you-can-eat wings and endless video games for $19.99 only at Dave & Buster's.
Listen live online.
FreeAgentRadio.com.
Yo! Ha! Okay. Okay, I got one more idea. Ritterspoons. Yeah, see, we serve them soup for free. Rent them spoons. Woo! Yeah.
What's up, baby?
Did I tell you you had one, what, one more time?
Yeah, you did.
Did I tell you you had that? Well, guess what?
What's up, baby?
Look at me. Time's up.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.